Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hold your Bible up and say this with boldness. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. And it says by His stripes I was healed. If I was healed, then I am healed. And I thank my God, especially Jesus, who bought my healing and put this covenant in my hand. Now thank Him for it. Hallelujah. Thank Him for it. Just thank Him and praise Him for it. Hallelujah. Psalm 145. Look how it starts off. I will extol Thee, my God, O King. I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee. Have you blessed God today? Have you blessed the Lord today? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Have you blessed Him today? I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness unsearchable. One generation shall praise Thy works to another and shall declare Thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of Thy majesty and of Thy wondrous works. All men shall speak of the might of Your terrible or Your awesome and wonderful acts, and I will declare Your greatness. I will declare it. I will declare how great You are. They shall abundantly utter the memory of Thy great goodness. Did you see that? Uttering the memory of Your great goodness. He's not just a good God. He's greatly, great good God. It gets to where that you just when your natural language, you just can't say it with natural word. Hallelujah. And shall sing of Your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Let me read it in the Classic Amplified. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. Praise God. The ninth verse. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His work, the entirety of things created. His tender mercy is over everything He's created. Well, you're a new creature. You're a new creature this morning. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God. The Lord is good to all. They shall speak of the glory of Your kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. To make known to the sons of men His mighty acts. Let's pick that up. To make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Glory to God. Verse 13, Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall. The Lord upholds all that fall. All that fall. Somebody said, well, I've fallen from grace. Oh, get up. He's upholding you. He's upholding you. Just get up from there. Amen. Well, I got news this morning of a young man that I know his grandparents very well, and my son John and another man, Marcus Bishop, and our ministry helped them in Panama City, Florida, to build and operate a recovery center. And it's called Recovery Bay. And this young man went in there, and he had been a heroin addict and so forth, raised in a wonderful home, and knew the Lord as a teenage boy, and just somehow got off in this mess, and one thing led to another. So he came there for 30 days, and he got all cleaned up, glory to God. Everything was just going wonderful. And he got out and still doing great. And he slipped off and overdosed on heroin like he died, but he didn't. But now here's the big thing. During that 30 days time that he was there at Recovery Bay, he got right with God. That's what's big. That's what's big. Now it was easy to overdose because his body was clean of that drug. So if you took what you had been taking, it becomes an overdose at that time. But I have seen this so many times, and I text John back this morning, and I just told him, I said, he'll be okay. He'll be all right. I've seen it so many times that was the last one. The devil just tried to kill him and wipe him out, but he's right with God. Well, so what if he had died? He'd just gone right straight to heaven. The only thing of it is, His reward wouldn't be all that hot, but I'm telling you, getting in there without any reward is the best thing that ever happened to you. Yeah. But he'll be all right. I said, he'll be all right. Yeah. Amen. The devil's just tried it one more time. And it'll be enough, just enough just to make him, just to make that young man mad enough to say, now, Chap, praise you, bless God, he'll never do me that way again. And just go right on and fulfill his ministry. He upholds you. He upholds you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Look at that. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, and expecting. And you give them their food in due season. This is a good God. He is good to all. Sinner and saint alike, He is good to the Lord, good to all. And Gloria describing this one day, and she just has a way of trying to get a way to say it. And she just simply said, well, it's like this. The sun will shine on anybody that'll get out in it. Well, yes. If it's raining outside and you'd like to be wet, go outside. You can be a convicted murderer and you'll get just as wet as a Holy Ghost baptized saint of God. The sun is shining on both of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody is receiving healing right now for the inside of your mouth, and right around the area of your tongue, whatever that is. Somebody online, there's more than one. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm just going to read through this now in this Classic Amplified. Okay, verse 17. The Lord is rigidly righteous in all His ways and gracious and merciful in all of His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him and to all who call upon Him sincerely and in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who reverently and worshiply fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all those who love Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Listen, did you hear what it says? In verse 16, you open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor, the favor of God. Every living thing. He's not tight-fisted. He's not stingy. He has an open hand. His hand is open to you this morning. His hand is there. His hand, who is His hand in the earth today? The Spirit of the living God. Yes. Hallelujah. That's the hand of God. And He's here today. He is the administrator of the life of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let that kind of just soak in on you a little bit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 21, my mouth shall speak your praise, the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless His holy name. Now, let's deal with this 20th verse. The Lord preserves all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Now, God is not the destroyer. Now, in the context of this, you have to go back to the time and see what He's saying. Who is He referring to? To whom is He referring as the wicked? He's talking about the enemies of Israel. This is a psalm in the covenant of Israel. This is something you sang. The reason, I've seen this in the Jewish people that I know. I'm thinking about one particularly. Very good friend of mine. And you say, well, now, let me minister this psalm to you. Well, you know, we're not like you Christians. We sing these. Well, you're letting the music get in the way. To them, that's like us going to church and picking up a hymnal out of the back of the seat and singing them and not paying a lick of attention to what you're singing. But get that hymnal and look through there and stand on those promises. Was David a psalmist? Did he ever write a psalm? Was he a prophet? Was he king? Then it would do you good to see what he had to sing. Because we've never heard the song. That Bible is speaking to us. David is speaking to us today. A psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't want for healing. I don't want for life. I don't want for money. I don't want because He's so good. We're living in the 23rd Psalm right now. That was written towards us, the born again believer. Hallelujah. I don't want. Why? Because my God is not tight-fisted. It is His desire for us to prosper and be in health, even as our intellectual part prospers. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, we'll go back to the book of Isaiah. Thank you, Lord. The 53rd chapter. This is where the Spirit of God speaking in the prophet Isaiah, introduced Jesus as the healer. Verse 4, surely, this is a sure thing, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now, he did bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. That's not wrong, but it is a mistranslation. And look it up in other translations. Go to the Strong's Concordance and proof it. If you don't have the BLB, the Blue Bible, get it. App. I mean, that's the cutest little thing you ever had on your phone now. It's really good. Surely, he hath borne our sicknesses. That word in Hebrew says absolutely nothing about grief, and carried our pains. Now that is a direct translation from the Hebrew language. And there are other translations that translate it like that. Now, let me tell you again, particularly pastors and ministers, don't back off where griefs and sorrows is a concern. Because grief will kill you. And we are commanded in the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians and said, sorrow not. Same word. Grief. Only this time in Greek, it wasn't translated sorrow. King James twisted it around again. It was the word grief. Grieve not. That's a commandment. We're not a people without hope. Hallelujah. I wish we had time to explore that, but we don't this morning. Yet, now notice the word yet. What actually happened, the Spirit of God is saying this through Isaiah. Surely, this is a sure thing. And I just begin in the mornings. Surely, surely, surely he hath borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. We did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our shalom, our prosperity, our nothing missing, nothing broken, glory to God. Hey, look at it. Put your eyes on that. The shalom was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now go to the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. The physician Luke said she had a great fever. Suppose it was a flu? It wasn't typhoid or something like that, because everybody in the house would have been sick with it, because that would have come out of the water or something. He touched her hand, and Luke said, and he rebuked the fever, and the fever left her. Well, I guess it did. I got to get out of here. She arose and ministered unto them. Can't you just see her getting up and saying, my, 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 you folks hungry? Because this is the Sabbath. It's time to eat. Glory to God. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. How many?
All.
Healed all that were sick. He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So, let the New Testament interpret the Old. Let the Second Covenant interpret the first one. And it says, that's what he said. That's what he said. So, how many did he heal there? Matthew chapter 12. Verse 15, 14th verse. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Why? Because he's so good. He healed them all. And I said this earlier, it won't take a whole lot of time with it, but there are those that just said, well, you know, he did that to prove that he was divine. No, no. He did that to prove the will of God. Because he said, I came to do the will of my Father. The Son can do nothing without the Father. I'll summarize what he said, particularly in the Gospel of John. I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do what I see my Father do. No person ever came to him for healing that didn't receive it. There were those in his own hometown that didn't believe what he said, but you can see what his will was right there in the book of Mark. And said there he could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. Not because he wouldn't do it, because he went ahead and laid hands on a few people with minor ailments and healed them. You really want to do good in your hometown. They wouldn't let him. Amen. Do you enjoy just taking your time and going through scriptures like this and putting your eyes on them? If you'll continue to do that, they will begin to expand. And you see wonderful and mighty and good things. I call it going widescreen. Just all of a sudden there it is about the centurion. And it just shows you how willing Jesus is. This military commander. And he got news, and Jesus said, what did Jesus say? I will come heal him. That was his first reaction. I will come heal him. And whoever you are that came in here with a throat problem this morning, Jesus is saying, I'm here to heal you.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website. God has given us victory in the area of health and healing. He'll keep you safe from virus, infection, discomfort, and disease when you follow the instructions laid out in the Bible on how to get healed and stay that way. For over 50 years, Gloria Copeland has been passionately teaching people how to apply the principles of faith found in God's Word to take their healing. Get on the road to divine health with your healing prescription package. Listen and participate in Healing School with Gloria's six-message audio series. Use the scriptures as your prescription medicine to stay healed with the RX Healing Brochure and discover the keys to living well and having a full, healthy life with Gloria's mini book, 3 Steps to the Good Life. There is sickness in the world, but as believers, we know that our weapon is not against flesh and blood, and faith for healing will come as you keep filling your heart with the Word of God. Live symptom and fear free, confident in God's power to get healed and stay healed for a long, strong life.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God's health plan for every believer is based on His Word. See, you have a covenant of healing with Him that guarantees you the right to be healed and enjoy divine health in this life. Even in the middle of what's going on around you, you can live protected. You can live well. And our product offer this week is called Your Healing Prescription Package, and it goes right along with what Brother Copeland's teaching us. And KCM has put together these free resources to help equip you and your family with the Word of God, which is the most powerful and effective weapon against the devil, against all sickness, against all disease. See, Jesus' victory over all the curse includes salvation. It includes your healing. And just the same way you believed in faith and received salvation by faith, you believe and you receive and you act on the promise of healing and you enjoy good health. Now listen, don't wait. Don't wait until you're feeling sick or you're thinking, am I coming down with something? Don't wait till then before you start reading your Bible. No, you build your faith now for healing while you're well, while you're strong. You feed your spirit with God's Word and you stay full of the healing promises of God. And there are 6 messages in this audio series, and I encourage you, listen to one a day. Take time to write the scriptures down. You meditate on the Word until it becomes revelation to you, until it gets down in your heart and that light comes on. That's how you know faith is working. To receive your free package, go to kcm.org. And the next Healing School will be at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. The whole event is from August 2nd through the 7th. That's Monday through Saturday. It's 6 days in the Word of God, in praise and in worship. And here's what you do. You come for the week, you build your faith for the healing service Saturday morning, and you watch our good God do good things in your life. Join us for this special event. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.